cloud.
Good morning, Lemmy.
Good morning, Ruchi. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, and welcome to the Cyber Safety Saturday, this beautiful rainy morning.
Beautiful and raining morning. Yes, I think the last time we had snow, now we have rain and wind. I guess we are improving as we move forward into the middle part of spring.
Yes, and as you can see, I'm outside on the road, so I'll most likely be going on mute for some portion of this topic today. I am outside and it's windy because I'm in the Windy City, but let's get started.
Okay, I'm indoors, so I'm good. I'm going to get started and share a slide. Okay, on today's topic. Can you see the slide?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. All right, so I'll just do the intro. So parents, today we want to leave you with three digital safety habits that you can share with children at any age as they begin to embark on their experience into working on, you know, cyber safety or their experience with the internet, or if they're teenagers, the experience they already have. So today's topic is about three digital habits that your children can easily follow along, just like they have their own daily habits and routines. Okay, so Ruchi, did you want to add to that or?
Yeah, I just wanted to say like I've always said, you know, we have rules and things that we tell our kids in real life or in our physical existence. Similarly, we need some rules and some guidelines for them in this virtual or cyber world, because the cyber world is actually becoming more of our, you know, we spend more time there than in the real world. We spend a lot of time there. You know what I mean.
Exactly. So let's start and give parents some good habits that they can implement and some good routines. And again, the key is to start early. So if you have a young one, it's never too early to start. If you have teenagers, again, it's not too late to start getting them to develop good habits before something unexpected happens. So the first routine here is just as you have always told your children, and you still do today, you know, when you get in a car, make sure you buckle up. Put on that seatbelt for safety reasons. If you have a teenager who's just learning how to drive, of course, that's the first thing you're going to tell them, buckle up, safety first, right? And so children, whether they're driving or not, if they're in a car seat or what have you, this is common language to buckle up and to be safe. And it's a routine now, whether they're in their parents' car or they get in a friend's car or a relative's car, they want to buckle up and be safe. Well, with the same analogy, we want to support the development and understanding to have kids power up with a password. Every single device, the phone, the laptop, the tablet, the computer, when they power up, make sure there's a password. Develop the password, and you know, the password shouldn't be password. So many people are still using password as password 1234. And that's the easiest way to get hacked, to use password 1234. So you want a strong password. We did a couple of episodes. We talked about the password being strong, minimum 8 characters, capital letter, lowercase, a character, and a number, and just really extending that password so that it is strong, or using phrases. I think, Ruchi, you had brought up using phrases as a password, right?
To some using extent. Phrases, and especially in the corporate world, we also use password managers, and we also have, like, encrypted passwords or special passwords that, you know, there are password managers which will generate auto-generate passwords for you. But in our lives, like, I know, Lemmy, you talked about the devices, but I also wanted to add passwords to our email accounts, our you know, social network accounts and all that, not just devices, but even our accounts that we use need to be strong, and we need to make sure that, and make sure that's not the same password everywhere, because if it's gone once, then you're literally exposed everywhere.
Exactly. So get into the habit of whenever they're on a device, hey, did you log on with a password? Was there a password that you used? Just so it can become routine as when they enter a car and they put on their seatbelt. All right, let's look at the next one. Number two. Ruchi, I know you have a lot of experience with this because I've seen you and your family riding bikes throughout Chicago.
Yep. This is, you know, I call this common sense. You know, we tell our kids, look before you cross the road, make sure there's, you know, you look for the right signs before you step on the road. And it's the same thing. We have to look before, you know, think the data or the information that I'm sharing or what link am I clicking on. Ask a question to yourself. Is this link, for example, I'll share a personal story. My dad's email account got hacked because there was an email he received from a Nigerian prince saying that he needed some help. He needed some help. He was stuck in, I think, Paris. Could my dad share his account information? And my dad was like, sure.
Oh, wow.
And my dad's a little, he's old. So all these things, you know, it's not just important for kids. Today's session, I'm actually going to share with my parents as well.
Okay, great. I think you went out a little bit there, so I'm going to recap. So what you were saying essentially was you had a personal situation where an email came to your dad, and it was a phishing email. So it was requesting your dad to click or to take action, and mm-hmm. it was an unsafe email, and he went forward and took action with that. And that was unfortunate. And so the whole point about this is, you know, think before you click, look before you cross the street, same kind of habit routine you want to develop. Even if it sounds exciting. I mean, I got an email today that said, yeah, here's your $1,500. So it's like, oh, okay, what $1,500? It will make you curious. And I think those are the emails you want to stop and think and say, hey, you know, my money's in the bank. It's not in an email.
Uh-huh. And so, and yeah, there are many, many phishing scams that are out there like that. You know, there's another one that, again, I don't know why my dad always gets these emails, but he got another one that we are from Microsoft team and we would like to update your Hotmail account. Could you please share your password with us? And
I think they're not beyond. How can I say, using any reputable company's name to get your attention. Is that what you're saying? Because so it's sort of like, it could be any company that could be legitimate, but that doesn't mean that the email is coming from that company, right?
Absolutely. Think twice. If you have a doubt, then probably there's a reason, you know, I would say go with your gut.
Go with your gut. I like that. Go with your gut, parents. Go with your gut and teach your kids to go with their gut. But before they have a gut around digital safety, they need experience and they need education and they need you to talk to them about it. So you don't develop a gut without experience, you know? So they need experience. They need to be able to handle, problem solve, use critical thinking. And then that's how you develop a gut for this type of common sense routines. Okay, let's move to the next one. Cyber safety routine number three. Don't talk to strangers.
This is the most commonsensical one. You know, in our real lives as well, we kind of tell our kids, don't talk to strangers. I mean, it's okay to say hi and hello, but don't go beyond how was your day, you know? Again, If somebody is trying to reach out to you, don't go in, don't go in and share your personal details with them because you don't know them.
Right. Don't share personal details because you don't know them. So if someone's asking for, you know, personal, you know, what's your address? What's your date of birth? You know, social security number, you know, even phone number these days. Don't share personal information with strangers, even though it may have a friendly image associated with it. And I think that's how many children and teens are getting sort of hoodwinked by this, is because they're looking at the images and not necessarily the text. So by the time they click on the images, they realize it's, you know, they're going down the wrong path. And for some kiddos, it's too late. And this is the purpose of why we do these Cyber Safety Saturdays, to educate parents, bring information to you, make you aware, start bringing this topic into your household. Ruchi and I, we talk about it with our children. We share this information with other families, and we want you to do the same. So don't talk to strangers is the last routine advice that we want to make sure you start to implement in the digital world. And that means protect your information. Do not share personal data with strangers. Okay, so for more safety routines and tips, and for more parent tips, you can subscribe. Please subscribe as you're watching this video. And then also for more information, you can go to our website, www.thecriticalthinkingchild.com. And Ruchi, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, enjoy your Saturday in the Windy City.
All right. Take care, everyone. And like Lemmy said, please subscribe and like, and let us know what else you'd like to know from us. It's all about minimizing our risks.
Okay. Bye for now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.